Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello,
nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12,
13,
14,
15.
The 15-minute morning show. Well, today, an impromptu show and tell.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yay.
We call it impromptu because a lot of people didn't hear about it. See, Brody's like running around his house.
Trying to find something.
Frantically looking for something to show you and tell you about. So, Garrett, can you come up with a last-minute show and tell? You're in your kitchen. You've got a whole world of show and tell crap in there.
I'm good. Don't worry about me. Please. I got gotcha. You.
I'm sure you have something to show us.
Oh, I do.
I don't know.
Onlyfans.com.
Okay. So anyway, here we go with our 15-minute morning show podcast. There's Froggy.
Hello.
And there's Scotty B in Master Control. And there's Straight Nate. Straight Nate. Say hi, Straight
Hello.
Nate. A lot of people are listening, not watching. You know, you've worked in radio for so many years. You know, if you don't make a noise, no one hears it.
But a lot of times you just do rapid fire. You're like, there's Straight Nate, there's Scary, there's Gandhi. So I didn't know.
I wasn't doing rapid fire. And there's Gandhi.
Hello.
Hi, Gandhi. And there's Scary.
Hi.
Scary, what's that face you just made? Are you eating some bad food?
No. I'm just looking down at my show and tell.
Wow.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. There's Danielle in the basement. Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
And there's Garrett in the kitchen. And, of course, in the den, there's Dave Brody. Hi, Brody.
Hello. Good morning.
Did you find a last-minute show and tell item?
I did find something. It was the first thing I saw. I went in my basement, so I grabbed it.
There you go. You know what? Sometimes the fast grab is the most interesting thing. All right, so are there any announcements we need to make before we get going with the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast? Does anyone want to talk about yesterday's, where we fought it out with Family Feud?
Oh, so this one isn't about yesterday's, but the day before, the Dr. Ruth sex game that we were talking about.
Yeah, that was great.
My mother said, why would you share that with people? We only keep that thing around as a joke. I hope nobody thinks we actually believe those things. I said, nobody's thinking that, Mom.
She's so sensitive.
Said, those have to be 20 years old. I said, 20? Those things are like 50 years old.
I'm hoping that Danielle's show and tell is that dong that's in the corner frame of
it's
her frame.
It's not a dong. It's a bear. I'll get it.
What is it? It looks like a dong, doesn't
look
it?
Look at the balls.
I don't even know what
looks sort of like a music note.
Is it this?
Well, that's all we see.
No, the other one.
No, that brown thing. No, right there. Behind your hand. Behind you.
With the balls.
Right there.
There's nothing with balls.
What's the bear's the leg.
It's like a leg or something.
This one?
Go for it.
No. Keep going.
Is that a bear's leg?
The one behind you.
Is
that one?
Yeah.
The leg.
Yeah.
Okay. That clears things up.
What'd you want, Garrett? You were going to say something, too.
No, shout out to my father-in-law, Al Fetchy, for reposting the Dr. Ruth sex questions to his Facebook friends.
Good.
No, it wasn't awkward.
Yeah, it's when they learn how to repost, you're like, oh, God, dear Lord.
Damn it.
That's supposed to be beyond their comprehension. All right, well, show and tell. Who wants to go first? Froggy, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I'll go first. You know, the other day on Monday, you were talking about how you were wearing a shirt that you would never walk out of your house with.
Yes.
And I have one of those, and it's a gift from somebody. So I hope they don't see this 15-Minute Morning Show, but I would never leave my house in this shirt. Somebody gave me this after I had my brain surgery in October. I would never leave my house in this shirt.
Straight out of brain surgery.
Actually, that's a great shirt. I would wear that.
I'm not wearing that. Everybody's going to go, is that real? Are you kidding me? No, and then you got to show them. No, it's too many. No, I'm not wearing this. But I do wear it around the house.
That's awesome.
Only when I want to remind my family that they need to be nice to me because I had brain surgery and they're lucky I'm still here. Which I have to remind them of that frequently.
Now I wish I would have brought my shirt with me. Damn it.
Aren't you wearing it?
Well, Oh, bro.
You know, we actually talked about us doing the bring us a shirt you'd never wear outside 3 days ago, and you still haven't, and now you're like acting like, oh, this is a surprise.
I don't know if I'm going to do it on the same day, but I'll save mine till Monday.
I brought a shirt, too.
Is this your show and tell, Scotty?
Yeah, because I got nothing else. I didn't know we were doing show and tell, so I brought my shirt in.
Okay, what is it?
So also a friend gave me this shirt for the holidays. I'm like, great. It says, fuck it.
Oh my God.
I would wear that. We've had two great shirts in a row.
I was at the mall with my wife one time, and there was a big tough guy standing up against the wall with a baby carriage, and his shirt said, fuck buddy. Who wears that out?
With
outside?
Your kids.
That guy.
On vacation, somebody had a shirt that said, fuck you in your Hamptons house. I'm like, how are there kids around? Okay. And she was sitting at a table with her kid. I'm like, and you had a dad on your back? What the fuck?
I was at BJ's in Jersey City, ironically enough, for where I'm about to go. A guy was walking with his two little girls, and he had a shirt on that said, I need a blowjob.
What?
You know what? If you go down to Fort Lauderdale, the beach, those t-shirt shops have the dirtiest, most raunchy shirts.
They do, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love those.
Two in the stink and one in the pink. Okay. Oh my God. Favorite, I think I told you guys this before. My favorite, no, it depends on who you are, Brody. Thank you.
Please take a victory sip.
No, it's just a matter of fact. No, my favorite bumper sticker I shared with you before is I was in Santa Fe and this guy had a bumper sticker that says, my other ride is your mother. How disgusting.
Oh my God.
All right, well, so far show and tell has been just
A+. Been good.
Let's go to Straight Nate. Straight Nate, what do you have?
Well, I mean, I you know.
Straight Nate, just show it.
Scrounging around, I was able to come up with a Where's Waldo book. This wasn't from my house. But you know what? I'm 41 years old, and I will sit and look for Waldo and Odlaw and Wenda every single time in one of these things. You guys remember doing this?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
So growing up, I remember running when we would go shopping at the Giant Eagle. I would go running to the book section, and I would pick this up, and I would sit there while my mom did the shopping. Was that a standard thing for you guys when your mom did the shopping, your dad, and you go sit in the magazine section reading comic books or shit like this?
No, I wasn't reading comic books.
I would always shop.
Scotty.
Scotty is reading labels on cereal boxes.
Right.
Yeah, right.
You see the TikTok where the guy took a Waldo book out of a store and he photocopied it and then photoshopped Waldo out and then put the book back into the store?
No!
That's brilliant. No. That's terrible.
That is rude.
You never find them.
All right, Gandhi, what's your show and tell today?
Okay, so I'm at my parents' house, so most of the stuff is theirs. So the only thing I really have that is mine is my newest piece that I made for somebody.
Oh,
it's so pretty.
Oh, thank
I love
you.
It.
Wow. I'll back it up, back it up. So a woman asked me, I usually don't do butterflies, but a woman asked me if I would make it, and the story behind it was really, really sweet. She's a teacher, and she said she wants all of her students to know that they are all butterflies. No matter what they're going through now, they're going to morph into something else in the future,
oh,
and she
so
wants
cool.
to hang it up. I know. So
it's
I was
really
like, okay,
pretty.
Thank you. Thank cool. you.
Put it really close so I can see your strokes. Not
right
you,
there.
Nate.
Wow, Gandhi. Oh. That's so
I don't
nice.
Know if you can tell.
Thank
that's you.
Nice. Nate, I was kidding. Nate.
I know you were. I know you were.
I love that. It's beautiful, Gandhi.
Thank you.
Scary, what's your show and tell?
All right, so everyone and their mother's been making masks, right, for every occasion. But I wanted to point out this one company I found on Instagram that is doing something very thoughtful for the hearing impaired because they rely on lip reading, right? For, you know, so if you have a mask on, it's kind of hard to, you know, to see that, to see what's
it's
going
on. Impossible.
Right,
to see
impossible.
That.
So this company, Keen to Be Seen, that's K-E-E-N, to be seen, S-E-E-N, came up with a mask for the hearing impaired. So you can now see my smiling face, and also you can read my lips. You can read my lips if you, you know, if you have an issue. So I think this is kind of cool. And if you go to Instagram, it's at K-E-E-N underscore to be seen. So
do
there you
own a part of this company?
I do not. I have no vested interest
it is,
in it.
It is a great idea.
It's
absolutely.
An awesome idea.
It is.
Okay?
Yeah, it is a good idea.
So I know, yeah. But
does it fog
should...
up? It's not fogging.
No.
It no.
Does not no, do they have something in it that doesn't allow it to fog up?
It's called
that's
air.
They should make ladies' underwear, too.
Anyway, so there you go. That's
in
my...
In case you read lips.
Around
anyway.
The room.
All right. You're on fire today, just saying.
No, I'm just... These are the ideas that, you know, I'll say them, people will steal them and make money off of them.
Yeah.
All right, Danielle.
So I, you know, we all have our first teddy bears and all that stuff,
yeah.
A lot of us, from when we were kids. So my husband, Sheldon, okay, yours has a hole in it. Yours
Scotty.
Is different.
Scotty's.
Scotty, don't look at this bear that way when you see it.
Okay.
Get those dirty thoughts out of your mind.
I'll try.
So my husband, Sheldon, when he was a little boy in England, he brought his first teddy bear, and he has it here. I just went and got it. He doesn't know I took it. Look at his little teddy bear.
Aww.
He's got his head
almost
like
headless.
This. Yeah, and look at his little corduroy
pants. He cut a hole in the neck.
No, he did not. But look, he's all ripped up. And he told me that he's been like, you know, sewn a lot of times. But not only that, wait.
It looks like one of Nate's victims.
He also had a bunny. Look at
wow,
his bunny. Isn't it old? Like
yeah.
A crocheted bunny? Look at the little
Danielle,
feet.
How would he feel if he knew you were showing this to the world?
I don't know. But he doesn't sleep with them, but he has them in storage, so I went and
aww.
Got them.
Do they have
I
names?
I think they're so cute.
Are they crunchy like Scotty's?
They're not, no.
No.
They're
do
not
they have
six.
Names?
I think they do, but I forget what he called them. I'll ask him.
Yeah. That's so
those
cool.
Those are cute.
It's so cute.
Thank you for sharing that. Hey, Garrett.
Yes.
What's
all right.
up?
So as my parents pretty much have been, you know, kicking me out of the house I grew up in because, you know, like, why are we holding on to your stuff? So cleaned up the other day and I totally forgot I had this. So I collect autographs. I have since I was a little kid, sports autographs. I came across this one and I said, holy crap, why has this been just sitting in a closet? This is, I'll show the camera, a Wayne Gretzky one
oh, wow.
of 199 hockey sticks he
what?
Used in his final season as a Ranger. So yeah, problem
that's
is
cool.
that you just I just don't know where to put it. Like it doesn't look good on a
wall.
On
eBay.
Yeah, how much is it worth? Did you check it out?
No, it's priceless.
No,
stop
it's,
that.
It, yeah, exactly. I'm gonna pass this on. If my kids want to sell it, by all means. You know, so yeah, it's a Wayne Gretzky hockey stick
that's
used
cool.
in his final season. It's
that is
cool. $18.99. So
a great one, Rain
over
Gather,
20
Wayne
plus
Gretzky.
Years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is nice.
Great one.
That's good.
Cool. That's a good show and tell. Hey, Brody in the day.
Yeah.
What's going on down there?
So the weather's nicer now, and my kids have been going outside and skateboarding. And it reminded me that I still have my skateboard from when I was a kid. So I just went downstairs and got it.
You do? You have a lot of stuff from when you were a kid. You do
yeah,
save a lot of really
I
cool
have
stuff.
Everything from when I was a kid. If you'd like, I can show you my foreskin later. Anyway, so this
oh
is,
God.
Okay, really?
This is, I'm busy. Right. I'm busy.
This is my very old school surfing loud.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hold on, Brody. You kind of threw us off with the foreskin, man. Yeah. Just saying.
Okay, it's not real, so we should. You know, it's a joke. I don't really have it. My mom has it.
Oh, even worse.
She okay, made back, a pair of earrings.
Yeah, back to
yeah, but if you rub it, it turns into a necklace.
All right, back to the skateboard. Show us your really hot skateboard. Here we go.
Okay, so this is it with the orange wheels.
What's on it?
It's got, you know, it looks like something out of it.
What's it got on it?
Well, yeah, put it closer to the camera. We can't see it.
Hold it up.
Surfing and
that's cool. I like that.
Yeah,
Brody's surfboard. Have you, I mean, he's a skateboard. Yeah. Have you gone skating recently?
Yeah.
Last summer, I took it out and I tried to skateboard with my kids. It didn't go well, so this will never be on the sidewalk again. Never be outside.
The best part of those Brody's show and tell was the foreskin jokes. That was that's for the whole thing.
Poor Brody.
God, so,
Brody.
As you know,
iceberg, Froggy.
I went over to Chester Meat Market yesterday. I love buying my meat at Chester Meat Market.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this kielbasa.
Whoa!
Whoa! What? Oh this is, wait a minute! Isn't that Brody's foreskin? Wait a minute!
This is by the way, this is half a kielbasa.
Is that a kielbasa in your pants? Or are you happy to see me?
That looks delicious.
I've seen bigger.
Oh, wow. it's so smoky good. Alex doesn't know, but Saturday night when he gets home from work, he's gonna get the big kielbasa.
Big Daddy's kielbasa.
Yeah, buddy.
Love
along
it.
Along with mom's pierogies, potato and cheese. I'll be cooking those up with some.
Those are so good.
Caramelized onions.
Now, do you when you cook pierogies, do you boil them or do you put them in the pan and fry
donged.
Them up?
I actually do a little both.
Do you? Okay.
I make sure. Yeah, I like to fry them with onions.
Do you just dong yourself with the kielbasa?
Elvis, could you get that kielbasa in your mouth? It's so wide. How are you going to cook it and eat it?
You've got to cut it up, you
scary.
Dummy.
Let me answer that for you.
What
That's
do you think
yes.
he does like this?
Scary. It's called a fork and a knife, you asshole.
He doesn't use those yet. They haven't taught him how to use it.
I know.
He's making a joke.
Do you have a visual of Scary trying to shove that hook thing in his mouth?
I do.
Yes.
How do you think
I
got the job?
I am sitting here eating cereal with my hands. So
I can't.
I'm savage.
And by the way, my son Spencer is now sitting on the rug hearing me talk about shoving things in my mouth. Spencer! Don't listen.
You need to know how we
Elvis's
got there.
Sausage. I mean, it's a real sausage,
That's not how it works,
fake sausage.
Scotty.
It doesn't?
So there you go. Wow. There's our show and tell. I thought we had a very successful show and
that
tell.
That was nice. That was
and
very nice.
Everyone had something really interesting to show mm-hmm. and talk about and, you know.
Yeah.
We had a couple of laughs on the way, huh? Yeah. Make sure you follow my friends, Chester Meat Market. Look them up. Hi, my puppies are here. Shall I show you my puppies?
Yes, please.
Yes. You want to see mine?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to see Danielle.
Danielle's
are the newest ones.
I'm kidding.
But mine are real. They're just lifted. Shut up.
Yeah, but they're the newest ones. I'm saying they're going to be the nicest ones.
They're elevated. They're very, come here.
Yeah.
Very uplifting.
They are.
Here's good old Max.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, Max.
Hi, Max. Hi, Max.
He's licking my
kielbasa. Wait, you want to see my pet?
He's licking my kielbasa.
Oh,
nothing.
Wow.
Well.
Look at my pet.
What is it?
Spencer.
Oh, hi, Spencer.
He's like, get the hell away from me, Mom.
Where's Fred? Give me Fred.
Come here, Oliver. The dogs are fighting. All right, this is. Are we done?
Right, here's Fred. Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Oh, the puss.
My ginger.
Look at my pet.
Oh, hi. Hey, the girl, I'm visiting a kielbasa.
Look at her face. She looks like Dad. What
Good
the
thing
heck?
It's not Cooper.
Ollie doesn't want to come over.
Ollie.
He's like, fuck you. All right, are we done? Are we exhausted?
Yeah, I think we're done.
So done. So done.
Well, that was fun. Show and Tell's always a pleasure on the 15-minute
morning. I'm
going to
bring in a couple of shirts on Monday that I would never wear out of the house.
Thanks for the warning.
That's
are you
warning.
Eating? Are you yes. eating? We're not even done, and he's eating.
That's
right into
third...
the microphone.
Okay, we got to go.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
The dogs are about to start fighting.
Bye.
We got to go. Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show. There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.